It is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So how was your weekend?
It was good. Weather was great.
Yeah, we've been talking around, and I'm going to ask Pat. I cannot remember the last Memorial Day weekend where we had sunshine weather on a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Monday.
Yeah, it was really, really nice weekend.
Yeah, I just can't remember where we had four great days like that. But we had them, and here we are. Let's start off with hockey. I watched a few minutes of the game, and it looked like St. Louis was going to do all right, and I wake up and I see that the Bruins just came roaring right back.
Yeah, the Bruins were sleepwalking early, and the Blues came out pretty good. They got out to a 2-0 lead early in the second, and then the Bruins woke up. The rust came off, and they totally dominated the game from there. And they just annihilated St. Louis for the rest of the game. And I think this game, this series, will be a sweep. I can't see St. Louis staying with them. St. Louis played very well since New Year's, but the Bruins are just on a different level right now. They're playing tremendous hockey. They're moving really quick. You can see the huge difference in the team from the first period to the middle of the second period. They look like two different teams. And when they hit that power button, this game was over.
All right, we'll move on from there to a story that seems a little ahead of its time, but not. Dustin Pedroia looks like he's going to hang him up. He said he's done trying all these treatments. He's fit.
I thought he was done.
No, he hasn't officially announced retirement.
I haven't seen him in a lineup in 4 years.
I know, but it was a sad press conference. He was out there just saying, you know, I'm done with this. I'm done with trying all these surgeries, experimental things. Nothing seems to be working, so I'm just done with it. He didn't announce his retirement, but it was a sad press conference to watch.
It happens.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you gonna do? I mean,
and he was the type of player that would get injured because he was a crazy player. He was just.
He played hard.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He played hard, and you know, time takes its toll. It's time to go. There's nothing, you know, it happens to everybody.
And another sad story: Bill Buckner passed away.
Yeah, I didn't realize he had dementia that bad.
It was a certain the thing about his dementia, which it wasn't the normal type of. It was more of a physical dementia. I can't explain it, but yeah, 69 years old.
I was surprised to see that yesterday.
You know, I thought what the Red Sox did in 1918 did with him. Inviting him back to Fenway, was it last year or the year before, when they were handing out the World Series rings and basically giving a chance to the fans to forgive him was a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago. It was over 30 years ago.
It was over 30 years
ago. I mean,
and
you can't hold a grudge for 33 years.
And it was a misplay in a baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean, you just sooner or later, you have to forgive those things.
Put
I mean,
it this way. If that happened with the Mets, there'd be nobody in the stands.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Which brings me to our next story. I watched them last night in between commercials on a hockey game. Holy smoke, do they stink. DeGrom didn't pitch well. They scored some runs early off of Kershaw. But the Mets base running, it's like they're blind. They don't know what they're doing. They had a chance. The Mets were getting smoked again yesterday. I think it was 8-5 or 9-5 or something. And they had the bases loaded and one out. They hit a fly ball, a sacrifice fly ball to right field. And the stupid guy on second base tries to tag up as well. And he gets thrown out at third before the runner from third scores. So they got nothing out of that. They got a couple of guys thrown out at home that shouldn't have been thrown out at home. They ran themselves out of three innings yesterday, and that cost them the game. And that's nothing. That has nothing to do with your physical play. That's just stupidity. Yeah. And when the Mets are losing games because they're stupid, they're losing games because they're bad. They're just a bunch of losers. It's terrible. I mean, yesterday's game, I just watched it and shook my head. I couldn't even say anything to myself. That's how bad the Mets are. They give themselves opportunities to get back in the game, and they run themselves right out of innings.
All right. So, you know, do you think that the American League Central race is over. Minnesota is 10 games ahead of Cleveland.
No, I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over. I think Minnesota's going to hit a down streak somewhere and make it a little bit closer. I wouldn't say it's over yet. It's not even June 1st yet. I don't think it's over yet. That would be like saying, do you think the Red Sox can't catch the Yankees? No, I don't think so. They got a shot to catch them, just like Minnesota has a shot to get caught. It's too early to say somebody's winning a division on June 1st.
And on the other end of the spectrum, Baltimore 17-37, Kansas City 18-34. The Miami Marlins are 17-34. Wow. And
they're not winning any division.
And San Francisco 21-31.
21-31 is looks good compared to rest of them.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, there's some bad teams in baseball. The Giants aren't as bad as those other teams you mentioned, but those other teams, especially the Orioles, they stink.
All right, where else do we want to go in
sports? Remember Seattle was in first place at the beginning of the year, how well they were doing?
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to take the Astros spot this year?
I don't think so.
They're 12.5 games behind now and in last place.
Yeah. And once again, Oakland, 10 straight wins. They're now 29-25. They're 6.5 games back.
Yeah, they're playing good right now, so see what happens. Maybe when do the Yankees play anybody that's really good? What a schedule. I mean, it is the schedule. It is what it is. But it just seems like they're always playing these bottom dwellers we always mention.
I don't know. They're playing an above 500 team right now.
The Padres, yeah, they're 2 games over 500. Look out. They're only 8 games behind already.
They won 3 out of 4 against Minnesota when they played Minnesota. About two series before they played Tampa Bay, and they won 3 out of 4 against Tampa Bay. They won 3 out of 4 against Boston. I mean, now these teams all have winning records, and I'm not saying they're anything like the Houston Astros. Don't get me wrong. The Houston Astros are on a different level completely. There's the Houston Astros, and there's the rest of Major League Baseball. So I'm not trying to say it, but I'm just saying they play the teams that are in front of them, and they beat the 500 teams. They win series against the above 500 teams, just as well as against the lower 500 teams. I mean, but like I said, once it comes to the Houston Astros, you're looking at a whole different level there. That's all.
Looking at the Padres schedule here, going back about 2 weeks, they beat the Mets 2 games. That's no great feat. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies. They lost 2 out of 2 to the Dodgers. They lost 3 out of 4 to the Padres, to the Pirates. They're not too good.
Well, all I'm saying is they're above 500.
I don't see the Twins on their schedule at all. You're drinking some bad water up there.
No, it's just like you forgot about the Baltimore Orioles. No, Minnesota came into Yankee Stadium and lost 3 out of 4.
No, I'm talking about Minnesota playing the Padres, you said.
Oh, no, playing the Yankees. Yankees, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the Yankees have won series from above 500 teams. I mean, and you can't ask them to do any more than that. I mean,
I said that. I said they're playing who's on their schedule.
I just think that there's baseball and then there's the Houston Astros. That's exactly what I'm saying, is that most of the teams that are above 500, none of them are on the level of the Houston Astros right now. None of them.
Right now. Yeah. But they got some injuries too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The thing that, like I said and we've said before, the thing that's going to be interesting to see is when the Yankees' main players come back, what happens then?
Yeah,
that's going to be the interesting thing to see, because they're probably going to make that move. And let me tell you, they're not going to play as good as these kids. They're playing almost 70% baseball, winning 70% of their games. Yeah. If they had their regular lineup in there, they'd say how the Yankees are so dominant. Well, they are dominant, but not with those players. And the for them to improve on that is pretty impossible.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
All right. Well, anything else in sports?
No, I think we got it all done for the weekend. The NBA, when did the NBA play, 4th of July?
I don't know, but it's...
I think I saw a commercial there that they don't start playing their final series until Thursday.
That's long.
I think that they gave themselves like 10 days off in between.
It's a long time. Time to recuperate, you know?
Yeah, they need that. I mean, it's hard shooting those three-pointers.